Devon's got a growing number of book festivals, like the one in Appledore, which we visited a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic time in North Devon. And one which is increasing in popularity, has a very specific target in mind. It's called Turn the Page. It's on in Totnes this weekend, and it's especially for children, which is great. With me, Hilary Medler. What a lovely name. Come a little closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Marvellous. Thank you very much indeed. Don't shy away. Don't hide your light under a bushel, girl. Who's from the Plymouth Children's Book Group, who has supported the development of the festival right from the start. And one of the authors who's appearing at Turn the Page is Ross Montgomery. And we found him, we think, in London. Ross, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Success. We found you. Good. It's worrying. First of all, Hilary, just tell me, why is it important that we have book festivals? Indeed, why are they now so popular?
I think it's because we have so many brilliant children's illustrators and authors providing books that, you know, just offer a feast of the imagination for children. Great opportunity for families to get together and share books, you know, bedtime, anytime, yeah. And particularly at the festival this weekend.
Brilliant. But the sounds behind Ross, they're just delivering his next batch of books. Is that a reversing monitor that's somewhere there?
Yeah, I'm in the school office at the moment, which really helpfully is right next to a main road. So you get a real sense of my location.
Well, I did mention that you are an author. How important is it to meet your readers, to get out there?
I think for me, it's almost invaluable. As a writer, there's this very strange situation where most of the time you actually spend sitting alone and trying to work out plot lines and characters and stories. And especially for the age group I write for, which is 9 to 12, it's one of the only opportunities I have to actually meet children who might read my books or who do read my books. I do school events where I'll go in and I'll sort of have a chance to actually talk to different classes and do workshops. But festivals like Turn the Page are an opportunity to actually meet children who would want to sort of go in their free time and actually sort of explore reading and meet the people who make books.
Well, I noticed today, 1958, My Hero was launched onto the public. Paddington Bear, it is the anniversary of his debut. I mean, that really inspired me. What inspired you, Ross? Because obviously you're considerably younger than I.
Well, apart from Paddington. I think for me, when I write stories, I think my sort of go-to sort of aim is to try and make them as funny as I can, just because I find it's one of the best ways to engage young readers is by making them laugh. And if you've got that, then you've got them for life. Yeah. And for me, I think I loved all kinds of reading, but the books that have really stayed with me throughout life have been the ones that I still find really funny. I think even books like the Horrible History series, which when I was reading them was way back before they were a TV show, taught me how to actually look at history and, you know, important events in a way that was really interesting, but also really funny. I suppose apart from that, I'm really into sort of fantastical writing and adventures. And anything that could transport me in that way was always just going to completely grab me.
Yeah, I suppose if it really captures the imagination, and again, it was comedy with Paddington Bear and Michael Bond, it really did grab me.
Of course.
Yeah, it's the way it works. You've got a new book out, and you're talking about it?
I am. Well, I'm going to be talking at Turn the Page Festival on Sunday about my book, Perigee and Me. Would you like me to give a sort of plot recap?
Please do, yeah. Can we all sit back? Hang on, whoa, let me get a security blanket and a glass of milk.
Please do. I'll put on my author voice, which is a bit like this, but better. Perigee and Me is about a young girl called Caitlin who lives on an island in the middle of nowhere with her mother and her father, who, to be honest, aren't that attentive as parents. And Caitlin is very lonely. She doesn't really get on with anyone at her school, and it looks like she's about to spend her entire summer holiday by herself on the island with nothing to do. And it's while she's walking along the beach one morning that she finds a tiny alien who, when she finds it, is almost exactly like a tiny prawn, but it's actually completely bright white, and its body is covered in little carvings that Caitlin's not able to understand. But actually what happens is that the alien very quickly starts mimicking her, and it grows to her size, and its head turns into the shape of a bobble hat because she wears one. And Caitlin realises that she's actually got the opportunity to raise an alien in secret as a baby brother. So she calls it Perigee and teaches it maths. And it's all going fantastically until the army turn up. And then Perigee grows to the size of Godzilla and takes over the world. And Caitlin has to try and work out a way to save everyone before it's too late.
There's a lot of drink-related problems in the world of teaching, isn't there?
I've just been working too hard. But, you know, it all comes out in a mad fit on the paper.
Hilary, you're chairing this event, aren't you?
No, I'm helping and introducing different authors.
Oh, right. No, I think she's probably now backpedalling. She's heard Ross and thinking...
I am chairing Ross, actually.
Well, good for you. Yes, in the blue corner, Ross. So how are you going to cope with that? That's a wonderful escapist story, though.
Well, it is, yeah. But we've got other escapist stories, too. Sunday morning as well, we're going to be woken up by Philip Reeve, local author. He lives on Dartmoor, and Sarah McIntyre, who have joined together. Mm. And this is their fourth book that they're... writing at the moment, or written, which is Jinx and O'Hare Funfair Repair.
I have. We have reviewed it on this programme.
Have you?
In fact, are we giving that away, or have we just given it away? No, we've just given away another Philip Reeve book, haven't we? It's in the pile now. So we're just giving it away now. So, yeah, we've got it in the bucket.
Books are going to be on sale there as well, and of course the authors will be encouraged to sign them. Mm. And the pound off for everyone, every book that people buy.
Oh.
So, I mean, brilliant opportunity for authors and children to meet and share enjoyment.
Not a problem. With that pound off, you can then spend it on black market Marmite. Actually, Ross, there's a great idea for a children's book. Actually.
I'm writing it down right now. Don't want it already.
You know, it's not on sale in, and I can't mention supermarket, can I?
No, we've been talking about it. I've okay. All the problems on this planet at the moment, and suddenly everyone goes, no, PG tips! Ridiculous. Ross, look, I wish you every luck on this. But children are the greatest critics, though. If they don't like it, they will tell you.
Oh, absolutely.
And I love that. I love that about them. You're not very good, mister.
I really liked your book until it was rubbish, and then I didn't like it.
That's it. Oh dear! I make no shame about it. Great friend of mine is Simon Weston, the Falklands veteran. He went into a school, and one child at the front went, "Did it hurt, Mister?" That's the greatest question he's ever been asked. And he sat back and went, "I suppose it did. Yes." Lovely.
That's just the rest of your day sorted. It's just that answer.
That's it. Ross, thank you so much for joining us today. I'll let you get back to the reversing lorry and the children.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And I look forward to the next book. There is one in the pipeline, I hope.
Yes, well, I've just had my first picture book out as well, which is called The Building Boy. And I am feverishly finishing two more books, which are hopefully going to be out next year.
Brilliant. It's a good industry. Ross, thank you very much indeed for joining us. And Hilary, I mean, it looks like it is a busy period at the moment. Books, I always thought, were going to be... waning in interest, but no.
No, the children's books are, well, I mean, they provide something, an imaginary world, don't they, which in a different way, I think, to other sort of technologies, maybe. Yeah. And it also is a focus for people to get together and share stories and imaginations and things like that. People want to get tickets. Can I talk about tickets?
Go on.
Yeah, if you want to get your tickets, if you go to turnthepage.ness, their website, you can also get them from the Royal Seven Stars Hotel in Totnes, which is hosting the event. And do come along, and we'd love to see you there and really join in with all the fun.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, Paddington inspired me. I've collected stains for the rest of my life.
What, marmalade?
Any stains, to be honest with you. Hilary, thank you so much indeed for joining us today.